Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today our topic is called The Name of the Game. What name do you put on the games that we play with ourselves, whether it be to influence you to do something or the things that you do that take you away from doing something? That's what we're going to talk about today. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge the theme song of Purpose Talk Radio given to us by True Trinity. That song is called I Am Who I Am. And that song can be purchased and found on the website truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. That group is Jillian Clark, who is the vocalist, Rachel Grace, and myself. Now, as far as Purpose Talk Radio is concerned, we do air every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. This is where we bring you people who are speaking about their purpose, how they came to know what it is, how they came to achieve it, and maybe a few ideas of what you can do for yourself to be able to achieve your purpose. Sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't. But we do find topics that hopefully will influence you and help you find your purpose or impact what you do as you are searching for it and creating it. So based on that information, let's see. Purpose Talk Radio does have several ways you can reach us. One is our Facebook group, our Facebook page, first of all, called Purpose Talk Radio. The other is the website, PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. And let's see, where else can you find us? Well, there's a couple ways you can participate in the chat groups, the conversations that are going on here. And I'd like to make sure that you do know how to do that as well. Back on our website is PurposeTalkRadio.com. And we are still continuing to try to get our website up to date with the archives of our shows, a list of those who have been our guests and who are upcoming in our guests as we have them. That is a place where you can email me directly if you'd like to be a guest on this show. You can do that also just by Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Those are all options for you. Now, during the show, there are a couple ways that you can participate. One is to call in on Skype with the Skype button, and that is on the show page where you are, and that's only available if you want to come in on Skype at future shows. It's only available right after the show starts and then through the show. It doesn't show up before the show. You can then call. You can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. In both cases, if you want to talk to us, please press the number 1, and we will know that you are wanting to talk. Now, there's two chat rooms open also. The first is at the bottom of the show page. If you scroll all the way down on the Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio show page, and that chat room is open for you to converse with us as well. However, the only problem with that is that after the show, guess what? It goes away. So if there's something that you'd like to really share with those that might be part of listening to the archived version of the show, please do come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations instead and be a part of that group. And that is on Facebook. Of course, those that don't have Facebook, please do feel free to use the chat room or call us. With all of that, I think that is pretty much all I've got to say as far as introductory things are concerned. And so we'd like to talk about our topic today, the name of the game. And, you know, I got to tell you, as usual, the topic for today's show came to me in a very unexpected way. There are way too many times that I sit around and think, what am I possibly going to do for a topic? And I really don't know. I ask Spirit to give me something, some idea, something new that I can share with you all when I don't have guests. And sometimes I don't even want to guess for some reason. Something's going on later in the afternoon and I don't want to be tied down to a time limit or whatever on the show. But that doesn't always make the subject any easier. Yesterday, as I'm doing this last minute thinking, what am I possibly going to do? I look out and I see the name of a store called The Name of the Game. And what I did when I thought of that was to think of the old ABBA song called Name of the Game and the words to that. And as I went through that, I thought, wow, you know what? We go through those things more often than we want to admit, where we are concealing what we want to reveal. We're not revealing things for whatever reason, you know, those things. So I just want to read the words to the song a little bit. I know that's a little more about relationships, different kinds, but I think it relates very much to what we do in our regular life. So it says, I've seen you twice in a short time, only a week since we started. It seemed to me for every time I'm getting more open-hearted. It was an impossible case. No one ever could reach me. But I think I can see in your face there's a lot you can teach me. So I want to know, what's the name of the game? Does it mean anything to you? What's the name of the game? Can you feel it the way I do? Tell me, please, because I have to know. I'm a bashful child beginning to grow. You make me talk. You make me feel. You make me show what I'm trying to conceal. If I trust in you, would you let me down? Would you laugh at me if I said I care for you? Could you feel the same way too? I want to know the name of the game. I have no friends, no one to see. I am never invited. No, I am here talking to you. No wonder I get excited. Your smile, the sound of your voice, and the way you see through me. Got a feeling you give me no choice. But it means a lot to me. So I want to know, what's the name of the game? Your smile and the sound of your voice. Does it mean anything to you? I have a feeling you give me no choice, but it means a lot. What's the name of the game? Can you feel it the way I do? Tell me, please, because I have to know. I'm a bashful child beginning to grow. You make me talk, you make me feel, and you make me show what I'm trying to conceal. If I trust in you, would you let me down? Would you laugh at me if I said I care for you? Could you feel the same way, too? I want to know. And yes, I do want to know. The name of the game, does it mean anything to you? You know, and as I thought of those words, thought about my own life and how I go through things and how I build relationships. And it really is sometimes very chancy for me. And I wonder if it is for you, too. And that's part of why I chose this subject today. Especially when we reach out to people, when we have a dream, when we want to do something and achieve something, we might share it with somebody at the risk of them laughing at us. at the risk of them not having anything positive to say. And at the same time, what I've also discovered is that often there are people out there, when we share something, who hold us accountable for exactly what we've talked about and exactly what our idea is. And they will keep us going. They'll spur us on. They'll kind of give us a kick in the pants sometimes. Yeah, and that might be a coach. That might be a friend. It could be a family member. Although a lot of times our family members are ones who want us to think rationally and make sure we have money to do things, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas I think often we will find friends a little more often that will be those that are the encouragers in our lives. So, you know, as we look at this, I want to share a couple of experiences that I've had over my lifetime, and hopefully they will encourage you. Some good, some bad, you know, some, you know, the point of is that from all of them, though, is that I was able to learn something from the people, the places, the experiences that I was sharing and that I was a part of. So, you know, the most recent, and I've talked a little bit about this, has been my experience with Positive News Month, Positive News Day, that we finished in July. You know, 3 years ago, I put out on a public forum of Facebook and a Facebook magazine that I was going to create the day and start a magazine and do all this wonderful stuff and have this great big dream. Well, when I just said this in March, it was just a little bit too much to try to do in a few months. You know, first it was I was just going to set the magazine. Then it was like, oh, create the day. Well, then it was this and that. And then try to combine them all. Well, that doesn't work. So luckily I had a coach that said, okay, one thing at a time. And what can you reasonably do as we really get here to July? And, you know, take it baby steps. You don't have to do everything. So I did. And first it was just create the day and send out some press releases, especially in the Milwaukee area, post on some websites and Facebook pages and see what would happen. And I, you know, I even had people who were going to write for the magazine all lined up and ready to go. And I had to put them on hold indefinitely. The cool part about that is this year, when I finally was able to launch the magazine as Positive News Media, some of those people are still around wanting to participate in it and still saying, yeah, that is a cool idea, and I'm so glad you're finally getting to it. And, you know, and even their lives, different things have changed over the years. One has moved several times and is now getting settled. And she said, you know, had I done this 3 years ago with you, I don't think I could have kept up with it. And so I'm glad to be back and glad able to work with us now. And let's see what we can do. And even now, she can't be a regular contributor. But she said, you know, go look at my poetry. Go pull something. Feel free and share it with folks. So I was very grateful for that. You know, because that's less that I have to write myself. And it's more of a variety that we can share with people. Because poetry, that is not my thing at all. You know, even when I, as I read the lyrics of the ABBA song, of course, you know, I didn't make them in rhyme and reason the way the song actually went. Because, you know, Blog Talk also doesn't let us just play songs to be able to hold the integrity of the copyrights. We have to, you know, acknowledge them, get permission, all that other thing, which is why I just read the words versus flag it. But I'm sure many of you know that song quite well. So as, you know, this positive news thing came to fruition, you know, there was still, even after 3 years, there's a little trepidation. And yet there is celebration in it. By the way, I'm back at Sharehouse Coffee again and doing a show live here. So you'll hear some intermittent voices and things in the process. So I apologize for that. There's not a better place to go with the internet. So anyway, so what I'd like to do is one more time share with you the song that many of you have already heard over the time. And, you know, it's something that is in line with this radio show as well as the magazine. And it is our positive theme song. So as this conversation, I think, in the Sharehouse kind of comes to an end, I'm going to play that song for you. And, you know, think of what you can do to keep the positive going in your life. And I'll come back and share some older experiences with you and how they've impacted. And the name of the game I put on those, which is not quite as positive as this one is.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
All right, there we go. That being the positive news song. And, you know, that too, believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. And that's what we try to do also with this show, you know, find that story and share it with you. So you do get the background of the good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty, and kind of know what's going on. So I'm going to back way up here. You know, when I was in college my first time, I was required to be in a career that I didn't really want, and that was computer programming. And I was that because of my eyesight issues and working with the Department of Vocational Rehab. They're the ones who said, oh, you'd be really good at this, and you couldn't write without having the eyesight, and what if that happens, and what do you do? So, you know, what I was able to do is fine. Go start it. Be with it. Do something because someone else said I'd be good at it. Okay. Well, yeah, I was good at it in high school. That was just basic programming. That was not any of the more complicated languages. So, you know, I took somebody else's advice. Semester and a half, I'm into the program. In that next semester, I am failing 5 of my 6 programs. And, well, nobody can tell me what's wrong and why my programs aren't working. So, what am I going to do? Gee, professor, if I can't figure out the programs, how am I going to be able to pass the test for you if we don't even know what I'm doing wrong to be able to know what I need to do right, do correctly? So we kind of, you know, came to the agreement that I would drop out of that class for the time being. Well, they did figure out what was wrong. They figured out it was a comma. So it's what happened. So, oh, the conversation is going to get really loud here for a while. So you know what? I think I'm going to share with you guys again, sorry, the actual sum for what we got here. So, oh, there we go. Anyway, the song I Am Who I Am. You know, if you don't, you know, be yourself in everything, then, you know, you're not going to be able to do that well, is what I found out. So, here we go again.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Okay, there we go. You know, looking to do things because somebody else says to do it, discovers that we end up destroying our own personalities and destroying who we really are as people. So the things that we want to do don't end up, you know, coming out just right. We are compromising. It's like, you know, if you're going to make tea, now, let's do coffee. It's a better explanation with coffee. If we're going to make coffee, we don't want to to brew the coffee and then pour it into half a cup mug of hot water because it's no longer coffee. It's watered down coffee. And if we do that in our lives and we have some goal in front of us, some goal, something that we want to achieve, and we turn around and we muddy the waters with what other people are suggesting we do. It's just a muddied down idea. Same as if we have an idea and we take other people's suggestions instead of just going with our own ideas. It's a muddied down, watered down idea. Now, there are times where their ideas will make it better and we will be able to make things, you know, we want to take their influence and take their ideas because of their experience, you know, such as those, my coach who said, hey, back off a little bit on your ideas. You're trying to do a little too much all at one time and you're not going to be successful with any of them. That's one thing. You know, let's say I decided I want to do a positive news magazine. And someone said, oh, no, you want to instead do a magazine about birds. Well, first off, I had done something like that. I had no idea about birds. Sure, birds are positive. you know, they're a good thing. And I could still have gotten a positive news magazine out there. But, you know, it would have been yuck, because I would not have had the knowledge to be able to do it the way I wanted to, the way anybody else would have been able to understand. So it wouldn't have been really a positive news magazine. It just would have been a bird magazine. And I would have had to have a lot more help with it than this. So, okay. Now, if I go all the way, and I'll go back even into high school, where I said I wanted to work in newspaper, which is what the thing was originally when I went to college also. And I want to work in newspaper, but I'm not going to be able to do that right now just because of the eyesight. Well, I found a way to do it and continued in high school to work on the paper. But, you know, over the years, that eyesight has actually been a bit of a hindrance in ways that I have never admitted to people. You know, I had the Coke bottle glasses, the glasses, the look, the dark color, all those things that didn't even fit my personality. I was never a female that wanted dresses and fancy stuff, and I was very simple. You know, so my clothes were very simple. They weren't all dolled up and all feminine-like. And so very often I got teased and bullied and all that because I, you know, was not the girly girl. And I'm still not. It doesn't mean I'm, you know, more masculine than anything else. But it does mean that I am me. I am me. And that personality gets to let me be me. You know, that style, that personality. But, you know, back then, my friends were very limited. My friends were older than me. I was actually higher intelligence than most of my classmates, which is still the case. But that doesn't mean I do things any better. Just because the intelligence is there, my brain's working 100 miles a minute, doesn't mean that I can do anything any better than anybody else. In fact, a lot of times I can do it worse. Like the memory is not what I'd like it to be, even though the intelligence is there. One does not say what the other one is. And it's not, you know, so things change. So, you know, back then, I was, you know, a very stubborn child. My parents did not think that children should have opinions and should question things and investigate. So that was very difficult for me. I was a very inquisitive child. You know, I was a reporter way back then. So that... Even, like I said, even as a child, I, you know, investigated things. I didn't take things at face value. Something happened on the computer and the signal went down. So you know, I wasn't able to ask the questions that I wanted because my parents didn't think we should be asking them. But yet, I always wanted to know, and I had to find a way to find out the information. But again, so that meant in school, I was always asking questions, which bugged the heck out of my classmates, you know, because they thought I was the, you know, brown-nosing the teacher and wanting to connect up and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's who are we? What do we say to ourselves? How do we allow ourselves to do what we're supposed to do without playing a game? And yet, like I said at the beginning, there are times when we do have to play the game to get us to get spurred ahead. You know, to get through high school, it was, honestly, it was probably some of the worst years of my life. I was in organizations of future business leaders in Latin Club, Math Club, Dungeons and Dragons, these academic type clubs. I worked in the school paper, you know, and it looked like I had friends. It looked like I had wonderful people around me. But when it came to going to a football game, was there somebody for me to hang out with? No, because really I didn't want to go to the football game. Did I go to the dances? Nope. So therefore that popularity didn't exist. That part of my life did not exist. And that meant instead that I couldn't be myself. I had to put out an image that other people wanted to see in order to get the friends, in order to feel connected to people. And that's unfortunate. That was really unfortunate. You know, and it came to a point, and even my parents reminded me of it recently, where I basically wanted to get out of this world, out of that world. But I didn't know how. It wasn't per se a suicide message, even though it seemed like it, and that's the way it sounded, because I never could hurt myself, because I hate needles, I hate pills, I hate all that stuff. So I couldn't do anything with that. But, you know, I wanted to get away from it. And it was, you know, I didn't know how. So I had to put out whatever image. My parents took me to a counselor back then. And I had to put on this wonderful image that, well, no, it's okay. It would be all right. Because when the counselor told my parents they were being too harsh or things didn't turn out the way they had anticipated. Instead, we get home and it's like, well, is that really? And there didn't want to be a discussion. You know, and like people are saying in the chat room, Dream Master's up on there and made the comment that being real is being expressing yourself and not playing a game, playing their game. And that's true. That makes a lot of sense. And he said he grew up normal, just different. And today people say that he's not normal. He just says thank you. And that is so true. You know, but it doesn't connect us to anyone. That loneliness a lot of times. Now, Facebook says I've got 1,600 friends. I put out, hey, anybody want to go to State Fair? Anybody want to go to a baseball game? And I get no response. I have probably 200 people that are friends in the Milwaukee area that would do those kinds of things. And they do them themselves. But, you know, it's like I have these dreams and these things that I want to do and connect with people. You know, but I have this image that puts out that says, oh, I'm doing that. But, you know, I'm really not. I'm really not. Right now, it's more a matter of doing what others think should be done in the way that should be done. And so I should be happy because I put out this thing that says, you know, we put out positive energy. We are the positive people that we portray. And hope that in that timeline, I will find those people, places, things that will make me happy. And, you know, sure, I'm positive. There's no problem about that. Something strikes me and hits me hard and tries to take me down. And I bounce back and turn it around and spin it the other way. And, you know, make it sound great. But you're right, Dream Master. Being alone and being lonely are completely different things. And there are times where I find both existing in my life. I don't know why. And sometimes maybe it's so I can get things done and get things accomplished. So we need to look at that. So, you know, when we get an idea, what do you do? You know, I've got 3-4 people in the chat room here. When you get an idea, do you share it with other people? Or do you find it to be something that you'd rather keep to yourself because you're afraid of what somebody might say? What game, what persona, what masks do you put on when you have your ideas and you try to go for them? You know, if you want to call in, please do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And love you to participate in this and be a part of the discussion. My switchboard keeps going down, and I don't know why and what it's doing. It's acting up. It's very strange. So hopefully I will see your phone call on there if you do call in. So I don't know what's up with Blog Talk today. That's so here it. We go. Again, we put on this on persona. And I have an echo. Put on the persona that the show. Is all about positive and it's working well. And I'm trying to figure out why I've got all this extra sound going on.
Let me try to figure this out.
So hopefully that's not better. Anybody who has a show that can come to get it done? There we go. Okay. Echo gone. So, my question being, you know, if you've got an idea, and you want to share it with people, do you do so, or risk what they say, what they might have to say, or do you hold it back to yourself? And why? That would be the question. There we go, as we typed it in the chat room. Thanks, Siren Speaks. Yeah, but unfortunately hearing it twice, it means that you can't understand the questions. So hopefully we've got that resolved at this point. Later, I am still at Share House and they are having a little meeting there, but you know, it's fun and it's nice to be out in this area. So I don't want to necessarily just walk away. There's no other place to go in this lovely town without the Wi-Fi. So, you know, as I put into the show questions, you know, okay, you got an idea that pops in your head. You know, you're thinking outside of the box. It's just too big for you to achieve by yourself. You know, what do you tell yourself? Do you cheer yourself on? Do you step out in faith? You know, do you share it with somebody else and hope that they'll come on board with you? Do you remind yourself of those past failures or those past successes? You know, is it a can't or I can game? Which game do you play? That yes, I can do it. Oh, no, I can't. Or, well, I can't only if other people support me. Or other people say that I can't do it, so therefore I know I can't. Which of those games do you play and why? And then when you finally do achieve it, who do you look to? Do you look to the way that, you know, you did it? Or do you say, oh, well, you know, it just happened. It just worked out. Look at the chat room. Let's see. Let me go back here and look at all of this, the conversation, since folks aren't not calling in. I want to be able to share this. Again, Dream Master was saying, you know, he says, I'm by myself with me in this 3D without intimate relationship. Sure, yet I have an intimate relationship with the universe, and we are all multidimensional. And he does speak openly. And he's been on this show a couple of times and shared some of his ideas. And that's true. You know, it's like it doesn't necessarily matter whether people agree with them or not. You know, he feels that he can share those, which is cool. And Siren Speak says, you know, I've always marched to my own drum and no one in my life has been into the stuff I am. Add to that fact that I have bajillions of ideas, and I rarely tell anyone about my ideas because it would seem like speaking Greek to them. If there's something I need other people for, I give a good think, and if it seems right, I talk to people when it seems appropriate. So, you know, that is, you know, how we do things. We just kind of go through, and, you know, I know a little bit about Siren Speak ideas, and you're right. Some of them are different from what people would think is the norm, and that's cool. You know, I'm waiting to see what happens with your next space too. So we do have a caller coming on here, and it's the 816 area code. I'm going to bring the caller on. Hello, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello, Purpose Talk Radio. This is Joy from Southern California.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate you being on the air and participating in the chat room and everything. So what do you have to participate in this, or is the question that you have?
Well, first of all, I might be a little disjointed because I'm hearing five different versions of audio through my headphones, but I'll give it a shot. I have tended throughout my life to have more ideas than I could ever realize. And because I use prayer to get my answers as opposed to going through other people, I pray about stuff a lot. And for me, prayer means a lot of listening to what seems like the right idea, and also knowing that sometimes, as I've heard, the right idea at the wrong time is not the right thing, you know, at that time. So there might be a better time to do something. But I think for me, at least, the minute I open myself up to decisions by committee on things that don't necessarily affect other people, I invite a lot of personal opinions that may or may not have any bearing on what I do. For example, I invited someone to be a beta reader on a little book I wrote, and there was a character in it who was ill, and the beta reader lashed out at me saying how much they hated that character and how awful it was because they had someone in their life that had been ill that didn't tell them about it. So she told me that the book was awful and all of these things, and it took a lot of work in the discussion to get to the point that she said, oh, well, no, it was fine. It's just I had someone in my life who was sick and they didn't tell me, so I was really mad. So, you know, depending on what you're asking of other people, you need to be able to sift the chaff from the wheat as far as feedback goes. But I also think it's important, if you're seeking feedback, to get it from people that would be your audience or target market. Because, for example, if I have a business that focuses on women, if I ask a 20-year-old male what he thinks of a certain event, and if my target market is a 40-year-old female, I may not get useful feedback that I would want to implement. So because my ideas have always been things, or tend to be things that don't already exist, they're the first kind of thing like it, I usually think them completely out, plan them out, and if they involve the necessity of getting other people to work with me, then I will think long and hard about who the right people might be, that I don't want to pressure anybody into something they don't want to do, but invite them to see if that's of interest to them. And if it is, to what degree they would want to be involved. And I would say, you know, this is what is needed, and this is what I see as being your skill set. What are your interests? and taking it from there. And I've ended up working with some amazing people, and a lot of projects have gone far beyond my wildest dreams for them. So I'm very grateful. But at the beginning, when it's my own stuff, I just tend not to look to the opinions of others to validate me. That's different than taking a poll for business purposes, as far as I'm concerned. So that's, I guess, my answer.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense about finding people that it would actually interest. I hadn't really thought of that, you know, because it's like, for me, it's like, who's normally in my corner? That's what I'm going to talk. Who I'm going to talk to. Well, yeah, that might be the problem, that they're normally in my corner, so it isn't going to matter. Of course, everything I do is going to be a hurrah.
Right.
You know, or, yeah, so that doesn't always help. So even finding, I mean, that's hard. So how do you find these people that, you know, are they in your circle or are they out of your circle of direct influence?
Nobody in my life influences me, to be honest. So anybody I know would be out of my, there's nobody that can say anything to me that will change my way of thinking. I don't mean I don't listen to people's feedback, but nobody has actual influence over me. If I think an idea is right, and I've really thought long and hard about it, and if everybody in my life thinks it's wrong, I'm still going to do it if to me deep down it feels right, because my goals are about doing what I feel is right. You know, so I've got to act accordingly. But I guess
let me put a different name of that. In the people in your life, and your friends, your family, those that you know, do you find people that are within your sphere of acquaintances, or
yes,
do you tend to go outside of that?
Well, I guess I generally go within my sphere of acquaintances, in that some acquaintances might just be names you've seen and you feel that they are either an expert in that field or would have something valuable to share. If it's people that you know pretty well, then of course they're already in your sphere. But let's say it's someone whose posts you've seen on Facebook or a page you like on Facebook. You start to get a feel during those interactions for their disposition, and you can kind of tell if you think someone might be open to taking their time to discuss whatever it is you've got going with them. For example, I have a business that benefits tea rooms. I enjoy going to tea, and tea rooms are closing down right and left, and I'm trying to save tea rooms. Well, I had a meetup yesterday that involved going to a tea room, and I had information on our group, which is about supporting tea rooms, but I gauged the temperament of the tea room owner before giving her the information. And when I mentioned that she was in our guidebook, she was so honored and delighted that we would include her. I thought, are you kidding? You've got a great place here. So based on how that conversation went, I took it a step further and did leave some written information with her. And when I got home yesterday, I saw that she had gone on my business Facebook page and liked one of the posts. So there had already, you know, begun to be some engagement there. So I don't think I would necessarily go out and start researching blindly to talk to, because if I did, I would want to spend some time getting to know a little bit about them before, you know, accessing them or contacting them as a resource, because you never know where the other person's coming from unless you know them a little bit. And even then, it's hard to gauge where they're coming from. So, you know, I really value other people's time and expertise, and really try not to take advantage of anyone else. Not that, you know, that's up to them if they feel taken advantage of. But once in a while, I will ask somebody for their expert opinion if I feel that they are open to that and that they would feel that it was valuable to them to do that as well, whether it was just valuable because they helped another human being or they felt that they would benefit from the activity I'd be doing.
Good point. You know, and like you're saying, like Renright wrote in the chat room too, you know, the discernment of who is appropriate to share is, you know, really what that essential piece is. And yeah, that's a good point. You know, and it's too is what game do they want to play too? Do they want to appease you, or do they want to, you know, they want to kick you in the shins for whatever reason, out of jealousy or fear for you or all that? You know, they've got their own little game and agenda too sometimes that we've got to discern and figure out more about as well.
I missed our phone call cut off, and I was about to write, whoops, guess I got the hook. I will say that my business model is the golden rule, so I try to apply that when dealing with other people. How would I feel if someone was coming to me about this?
Right, right.
So, and also, everyone's business model is different. When I had a corporation with many businesses under it, our mission statement came from A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, and it was something about business. Mankind should be our business. You know, that should be the business of everyone. So I think that, you know, because that was my mission statement, my decisions would come from that place of, you know, how is this treating the other person I might seek answers from, and is this honoring them? Is this benefiting them in some way? Even if it's just saying I value your opinion, you know, but really wanting to make sure I'm being respectful of whoever I might contact, not necessarily timid about it, but just respectful in whatever way that might mean. By the way, you've got people writing really cool stuff in your chat window. So
I'm reading most of it. I'm reading most of it in here. So yeah, we're getting it put in, which is cool. Yeah, I'm glad we've got lots of participants on the show today in the chat.
Well, I should probably bow out and let somebody else answer your questions. Thank you so much for letting me be part of this. It's a wonderful discussion.
Thank you, Joy. I appreciate you coming on.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And, you know, like we were saying, you know, we all have our own thing when somebody asks us what to do. But the question is, do we always know what somebody else's agenda might be, too, as we ask them? And that's what I was saying, that you might not have heard there, Joy. So it is, it's cool when we can find people that are at least, you know, just straight up honest, because that's not always the case. Like I said, sometimes somebody wants to look at us and go, oh, you know, you can't do that, because I know I can't do that. And I've heard that, too, with people going, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that. So what makes you think you can? And I kind of think and go, wait a minute, you're you, I'm me, so we're two different people. That's not the question I'm asking you. You know, I'm asking you, you know, if you have some ideas as to how to get me to from point A to point B where I want to go. Or I'm there asking you just to, you know, just see if I'm missing something here that I should be thinking about. You know, not that I want somebody to tell me whether they think they could do it, because if we thought they could do it, they'd be doing it, or they would have gotten the idea, hopefully. You know, on the other hand, if I find someone that I think can do something with me, I might ask them to partner with it. You know, some of what happened with, again, you know, positive news media. You know, there's some partnering in the back door there that's keeping me going. That, you know, who doesn't want to be named or identified in any way, even though I've tried. You know, and that's fine. That's fine. I get the support I need to keep going. I get the reminders sometimes when I start slacking off, and it's cool. It's cool with that. So, let's see. What other fun stuff do we have in this chat room? You know, folks, the archive doesn't let you see the chat room, so what I may do is copy this out, too. But, you know, again, from Dream Master, you know, like we were saying, is someone being honest, is really honest, and back to that discernment, and what can we do with it? You know, and again, Siren Speak, I once had a boyfriend who felt he could literally do anything, because if someone did it, he figured he could do it too. I love that about him. Okay, if somebody else could. So let's see, if you know, the astronauts could fly to the moon, so could he. I don't know. Oh, oh, don't give me French. I can't understand that. Somebody's putting French in my thing. I can't help that. Anyway, And yeah, Dream Master. And oh, that is the other thing. Thank you, Dream Master, for that reminder. You know, the intuition, that God-given, spirit-given, whatever you want to call it, feeling, you know, when you talk to somebody. Are they being honest with you? Are they going to be a good match for you? You know, ask for the guidance and ask, you know, and think about it. And when you look in their face, read their face, read their tone, and process all of that before you, you know, take what they have as gospel, so to speak, and let that either, you know, especially if they're too extreme one way or the other. If they're too, oh, yeah, you go right ahead, you go ahead and do that, it's all yours, da-da-da. Or if they kick you in the shins and say, you're never going to be able to do that. Both of those extreme things. You know, take that intuition and say, okay, now is there something to this? Is there something hidden behind it? Or do I need to just look at, is there a deeper reason on it? So the intuition, the discernment, those are two very good names we can put onto what we do. So, yeah, intuition, one of the loveliest tools. It's such a gentle informer, very, very much, very much. So, well, I'll give people just the last couple of seconds here to call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You know, or press 1 on the Skype if you are listening on Skype and want to talk to us. You know, I appreciate everybody being in the chat room today to be a part of this, because there's not a lot on usually during the day. You know, we have Renright, Dream Master 1, Siren Speak, Sandra 55, you're all here, and I appreciate you being a part of this conversation as well. If nobody has anything else they want to add to it, you know, I thank you again for being here. Come over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page and see what is, you know, what other further conversation we could have. You know, put your comments in there. Like I said, I might try to pull this off the chat room today and put it over there and see if just a single post on there. Yes, Siren, if I had a nickel for every time someone accused me of being dishonest because they felt I was too enthusiastic. Well, okay, that's your personality, and that's cool, and that's good. You know, the cheerleader personality is really appreciated. Well, I don't know. Again, it depends. It depends how hopefully the person knows you. And that's where their intuition and discernment fit in, too. You know, but who knows? You know, I could hear just in the tone of, you know, on the show, you know, you've got that happy personality that goes with the things, and that's cool, and that should be helpful. But again, we all have to figure out where things fit in as we move forward. So, all right. Do please come over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page on Facebook. And, you know, be a part of that conversation. You know, I am. I've got this whole thing here that I can put in the chat room conversation. And then the other thing I want to do before I leave here, folks, is give you all an affirmation for the week. Because I do like doing that. Let's see. Anybody in the chat room got an affirmation you want to put in? Hey, let me know. I'll take one of those today. Otherwise, let's see. The chat room, I know what we've got. We've got a chat room is I use intuition and if I spell it right. Sorry, we're going to be done with all this conversation in the background here in a moment. Intuition and discernment.
in choosing who I share my ideas with. To be able to get the best feedback possible. When I feel it's needed.
There it goes.
See, they're saying goodbye just about the same time we are. What do you know? So the affirmation is, I use intuition and discernment in choosing who I share my ideas with to be able to get the best feedback possible when I feel it's needed. So there you go. There's the affirmation. Again, if you'd like to be a part of this show on a regular basis, please do get a hold of me. We got one more caller coming in here. Let's see. Let's pick you up here. Okay, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello, Cindy.
Yeah, there we go. Hello.
Hi, this is Dennis. I'm Dream Master in the chat room.
Hi there, Bob. How you doing? All right, how you doing?
Good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Just loving your show, and it's a lot of people might have a little bit of doubt or whatnot or fear, but just to know that we are here together, like working together. Really, we're never really separate. I know that went left field, but. I was just feeling that that's what you were mentioning earlier when you were speaking. If that makes any sense.
Cool. Well, thank you for adding that piece there. That's true. That is very true. We are all here, and, you know, at whatever timeline it happens to be, it's a cool thing to add, so I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Take care. And thanks for participating in the chat room, too. All righty there. There we go. Okay, so as we close out the show, like I said, if you'd like to be on this show or you have a suggestion for a topic for us, please do get a hold of me at 347-20. No, let's try that again. Get a hold of me on email, because once the show's over, you can't call me on this number. There we go. I love this kind of radio show because it doesn't have to be perfect. Let spirit guide, and I can make the mistakes and fix them. So if you do want to get a hold of me and be a part of the show, please do so by emailing me at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have a friend, family, just a topic that you want, I'd love to hear it, because I do run out of them after a while. The show has been going on for about 4 years now. Wow. It's amazing. There have been that many shows out there. And I've been doing a little over a year now myself. And, we do run out of topics, and we'd like to know what the listeners would like to hear as well. If you want to hear the show again, you can do so at the same link that the original live show was broadcast. So you just click on that link. If you've got any further comments, please come over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Face Group. Good grief. Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Group at Facebook. Oh, that's the other key. You got to laugh. You got to keep laughing at life. It's just too serious sometimes. So come over to that group and put in any topics you might want to. You can send an email if you don't have Facebook and you want to put a comment in. I'd be happy to add that to the chat. And let's see, again, we do air every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the UK. Our guests or not guests or our topics do relate to purpose, whether that be you living it, someone else living it, how you came to know it, how you came to achieve it, and what you might suggest for others to be able to achieve their purpose in the world. We had just recently finished Positive News Month, and I do encourage you to come over and be a part of that as well. We have a website called positivenewsmedia.org, positivenewsmedia.org. We do have a Facebook page as well, Positive News Media. Purpose Talk Radio also has a Facebook page, so you can get a hold of me any way you want and share all of the wonderful things that you have going on in your life. Any, you know, you see somebody just doing something nice for somebody else, please do feel free to share it on either the Facebook page or send a message through the website. If you want to be someone who contributes to the website on a regular basis, to the magazine, that's not just a website, it is a magazine of audio, video, and textual formats, you are welcome to do that. I am looking for regular contributors on that. And by regular, I mean, once or twice a month would be good. If you can do it more often, that would be great. We're also looking for graphics, folks. You know, you put good graphics together, quotes, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a magazine of all formats and all media combined. And we'd love to have you be a part of that. So, having said all of that stuff, I invite you to share any part of Purpose Talk Radio or Positive News Media or True Visions Media with your family and friends. And until next week, when we come back to this show one more time, as we do each week, I wish you all a great week. With their closing song, I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, and the website TRUETRINITY.com, being Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And until next week when we air again, I wish you all soul blessings. Thank you for listening and being part of the show.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.